Story number 10. The Fancy Dress Shop. Ben emailed Daisy an invitation to his party. The email said, "Hi Daisy, please come to my party next Saturday at 3 p.m. The address is 31 Ross Road. Wear a fancy dress. See you on Saturday, Ben." "Great," told Daisy. "Parties are always exciting, but a fancy dress party is very exciting." She went to tell her mother about the invitation. "What can I wear to the party?" asked Daisy. "I haven't got any fancy dress clothes." "Well," her mother answered, "you can go to a fancy dress shop in town. They've got lots of exciting things to wear there." So that afternoon, Daisy's mother drove her to the fancy dress shop in Duck Street. When Daisy walked in the shop, she laughed. "There are hundreds of things I can wear there. Look, Mum, a fireman's jacket, an astronaut's costume, a nurse's uniform, a circus clown's trousers, a panda costume. I can't choose." "How about this kangaroo costume?" Daisy's mother said. "Or what about this pineapple costume? This kitten costume is great." No, I didn't want any of those." "What about this doctor's coat?" Daisy's mother asked. No, but then Daisy saw a pirate's costume. She loved it. "Can I try that one, please?" she asked the man in the shop. "Yes, you need a mustache and a beard for that costume too. Here." "Good morning," he said, and then gave her a curly mustache and a long black beard. "There's a room at the back of the shop with a big mirror on it." Daisy carried the clothes and the beard and the mustache to the small room at the back of the shop and put the trousers, shirt, belt, scarf and hat on. Then she put the mustache and beard on too. She smiled at her face in the mirror. "I love this," she thought. "Yes, this is great. I'd like to be a pirate for one afternoon." Suddenly, Daisy felt the wind in her face. She looked down at her feet. They weren't on the floor of the small shop at the back of the fancy dress shop in Duck Street. She was on a big ship in the sea. Pirates ran up and down the ship. They all looked very busy. "Come on," one of the pirates shouted at her. "We want some more treasure. Climb that sail and look for ships." But Daisy couldn't move. "Am I dreaming?" she thought. "What's the matter?" the pirate shouted at her. "You aren't afraid of climbing the sails, are you?" "Yes, I am," Daisy answered. "Then jump into the sea with the sharks," she shouted. "We don't want any pirates or sharks on this ship." Daisy was very afraid now. "Where am I?" she asked. The pirate was shouting and looked at her carefully. "I don't know you. Where did you come from? Did you come from another pirate ship?" "No, I came from this fancy dress shop in Duck Street," Daisy said quietly. "I'd like to go back there now, please. I don't want to be a pirate for an afternoon." Then a big wave splashed her face. Water dripped off the end of her nose and off her mustache and beard. Her pirate hat, shirt and scarf got very wet too. She looked down at her feet again, but she didn't see the ship. She saw the floor of the shop. "Mom," she called, "come here quickly." "What's the matter, Daisy?" her mother asked. "And how did your face and all your pirate clothes get wet?" "Don't ask me, Mom. I don't know," Daisy said. "But I know I don't want to wear this pirate costume again. Please give it back to the man." "Well, would you like to try the astronaut's costume?" "No, Mom," Daisy said and laughed. "I don't want to go to the moon. Can I put on the kitten costume, please? Then children can come and play with me in our garden."